Ronnie Earl is the local district attorney in Austin, Texas. During his 28 years in office, he has prosecuted his share of robberies, rapes, and murders. But what he cares about most is rooting out public corruption. Over the years, he has indicted more than a dozen politicians, including a U.S. senator, the state's attorney general, and a sitting Texas Supreme Court justice. But none of his cases ever created much of a stir outside the Lone Star State until recently, when he launched a criminal investigation that seems to be honing in on one of the most powerful politicians in the country, Congressman Tom DeLay of Texas, the Republican House Majority Leader. Known as the hammer among his colleagues, Congressman DeLay recently came out swinging after Ronnie Earl indicted three of his associates.
The facts are, I have not been indicted in Austin, Texas, and the facts are, the indictments that have been brought by this partisan DA in Austin, Texas, against three of my associates are frivolous.
He accuses Ronnie Earl, a Democrat, of playing politics. But Earl says politics has nothing to do with this case.
This is not about Democrats and Republicans. This is about cops and robbers. This is about the abuse of power.
Congressman DeLay, his comment about you. Vindictive and partisan.
Being called vindictive and partisan by Tom DeLay is like being called ugly by a frog. It sort of comes with the territory, but that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do.
This case involves a political action committee called Texans for a Republican Majority, or TRIMPAC, chaired by Tom DeLay and run by some of his closest associates. Okay. Earl contends that TRIMPAC raised money illegally from corporations during the 2002 state elections in Texas.
It's an ancient equation, money for power, power for money.
So far, Earl has obtained indictments against eight corporations, in addition to the three people close to Tom DeLay. The charges include multiple counts of money laundering and the illegal use of corporate contributions.
Well, what about Mr. DeLay? Are you looking at him?
We're following the truth, and wherever that leads, That's where we'll go.
The corporate fundraising, says Earl, was done to elect Republicans to the Texas legislature so they could redistrict the state and ensure that more Republicans would be elected to the House in Washington. Congressman DeLay turned down our many requests for an interview, so we caught up with him at a news conference in Washington to ask him about the case.
There's plenty of time to talk about those kinds of things, Leslie.
When can we talk about them?
What we are interested in.
While he wouldn't answer my questions, DeLay has said in the past that he does not expect to be indicted. And yet he has hired a team of lawyers while his legal defense fund has reached $1 million.
The fact is, he is worried. Republicans in the House are worried that this could be a huge flame out for Tom DeLay.
Norm Ornstein, a scholar at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute and recent critic of Tom DeLay, says the Republicans are worried because DeLay has already been admonished by the House Ethics Committee for questionable conduct.
Tom DeLay was rebuked on three separate matters by the House Ethics Committee in the last Congress. Extraordinary slap at the leader, but they left open, pending, a fourth issue, which was the Ronnie Earl case in Texas. So what do the House Republicans do? They fire the chairman of the Ethics Committee. They remove two members, including
and two of the replacements had contributed to DeLay's legal defense fund.
They want a group of people on the House Ethics Committee who are going to go to extraordinary lengths to keep Tom DeLay from going down or being embarrassed yet again, which embarrasses them all, they believe, with what's been going on down in Texas.
What's been going on down in Texas revolves around a state law that's 102 years old. It bans the use of corporate money in state campaigns. Craig McDonald, who runs a liberal political watchdog group in Austin, discovered $600,000 in corporate contributions to DeLay's PAC in public records filed with the IRS.
We had, to date, never seen such cheating, such an influx of corporate money into our state election process.
But lawyers for the Political Action Committee, TRIMPAC, say the law is murky because it allows corporate money to be spent in campaigns for administrative functions.
Well, that's the spin they're using. No matter how
well,
many
what
times...
what do you mean by that?
Well, well,
they say the money went to administrative functions. They say the law says they can use the money for that reason. What's wrong? Where's the hole in that?
Now, the law is very clear in Texas on how you can use corporate funds.
Right.
Paying your rent, paying your telephone bills, paying your accountant. Very, very specific, limited administrative expenses.
Do you know how they spent that money?
It's in black and white in the IRS reports.
Oh, how did they spend it then?
They spent it for political activities, prohibited activities under the Texas law.
He says the Political Action Committee TRIMPAC was anything but secretive about what it was up to. He read from a TRIMPAC brochure that went out to corporate executives.
Rather than just paying for overhead, which is all that is allowable under Texas law, overhead, your support will fund a series of productive and innovative activities. And they go on to list four activities, all of which are really defined as political activities under Texas law.
You mean so, spelled out?
Spelled
Give
out.
Us one good
Candidate
example.
Evaluation recruitment, message development and communication. These activities cannot be paid for with corporate dollars under Texas law.
But that very point is being challenged. DeLay's fellow Texan, Republican Congressman John Carter says whether the law was broken depends on what your definition of administrative is.
No court has actually defined clearly what administrative purposes is.
We showed him TRIMPAC's brochure with the statement of how the corporate funds would be spent.
Active candidate evaluation and recruitment, message development, market research and issue development. I mean, how is that administrative?
Well, active candidate evaluation and recruitment, that's a party administrative procedure. That's a party
function. See, I thought administration was the running of the office, the Xerox machine, paying bills.
This is what the court has to rule on.
So this is...
If they find all these things are administrative, there'll be no convictions in this case.
What we're talking about is almost a technicality. It appears, on the surface anyway, to revolve around a definition of administrative.
We're not talking about Mother Teresa here, who gets caught for turning right on a red light in a state that doesn't allow such a thing. The history of Tom DeLay in Congress is that he's pushed every envelope. It is often the case that powerful people get their comeuppance because of something that a lot of people would see as a technicality.
Case in point is what happened to another Texan, Democrat Jim Wright.
I will resign.
Who was forced to resign as Speaker of the House and from Congress in 1989.
When you look back at what brought down the most powerful member of Congress, Jim Wright, which was publishing a book and having a bunch of copies go on bulk sales to people who then gave him royalties through some kind of subterranean process, wasn't even a violation of a law or a specific ethics rule. It was just the general sense that this is not how a member of Congress behaves. It was murkier than what we have now.
Do you think this is in the back of the Republicans' minds now that, you know, it happened to Jim Wright? Uh-oh, we better take steps to make sure that doesn't happen here?
It's not in the backs of their minds about Jim Wright. It's in the front of their minds. They see the parallel here, and they want to be sure this doesn't happen.
Meanwhile, in Texas, three of the indicted companies have agreed to cooperate with the investigation. And lawyers following the case say the prosecutor may try and flip the two DeLay associates indicted in the case, offering Jim Ellis and TRIMPAC Executive Director John Colleandro a deal in exchange for evidence against DeLay.
It feels as though you're circling Tom DeLay, just making a big circle right around him with him in the bullseye.
Well, this is an ongoing investigation, and I really can't comment in any more detail about any place that the investigation might go.
A good district attorney can indict a ham sandwich if he wants to. And Mr. Earle understands that.
What are you trying to say? Are you saying
the accusations harm as much as the convictions?
But you're also
because
suggesting
all you have right now is accusations, and we're having an interview on a national television show about accusations. So they're obviously harmful. Or it wouldn't be news.
But are you also saying that he deliberately
No, he, you know, I don't know whether he deliberately does it or not. I just know that you've seen a history that seems that way.
Congressman Carter is alluding to the charge made by DeLay and other Republicans that Ronnie Earle's motives are partisan. And he points to Earle's unsuccessful attempt to prosecute Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison on ethics charges.
She would say today, and she has said, and I'm quoting her directly, I know he prosecutes for political purposes. He did it to me.
I'm not surprised that she would say that. That's pretty much what other politicians that I've prosecuted have said.
But do you feel that that example casts a shadow over this case and these indictments?
That was one case. There have been somewhere around 15 cases involving elected officials that my office has prosecuted.
Of the 15, 12 were Democrats, 3 were Republican. But now he's dealing with one of the most powerful politicians in the country.
Ronnie Earle is trying to criminalize politics.
That's a charge we tried to ask the congressman about at a news conference in Washington that he had called to talk about something else, children left stranded by the tsunami.
Can I ask you about Ronnie Earle? What is your real charge here? You seem to be suggesting he's doing a whole investigation just to get Republicans. Is that really what your charge is?
I know CBS likes to create news, but we are here to talk about children.
He ignored my question, and Congressman Foley of Florida stepped in.
We'll ask those questions and answer them later.
When? When will you answer the questions?
We are not talking about Mr. DeLay today.
Well, we are. I'd like to know when you're going to answer
the
questions.
Thank you very much.
When will you get the tsunami?
Ronnie Earle has been attacked as a self-promoter and a crackpot. Hard sells in Texas, where he has a reputation as a Mr. Clean.
I'm just doing my job. The law says that it's a felony for corporations to contribute money to political campaigns. My job is to prosecute felonies.
Now, some people might say, you know, all these Republicans did was try to get elected. And, you know, politics ain't beanbag, as we've heard many times. They just played hard.
You bet. I think that's great. The problem here is we believe that the law was broken in the process. That's the point. The law was broken.